Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm taking a look back at the news and review for 2017. Today, we look at October, November, and December. In October, with a 4-2 split vote, the Washington City Council approved the final reading of the amendment to City Code regarding fireworks. The amendment means residents of the City of Washington may use fireworks in town on July 3rd from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., July 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m., and December 31st from 9 a.m. until 12:30 a.m. January 1st. Threats that canceled classes October 6th in the Washington School District were deemed non-credible. Washington Police Chief Greg Goodman and Washington School Superintendent Jeff Dix stated, allegations of a threat have been deemed by law enforcement to be non-credible. Those that initiated false and misleading social media posts may face further discipline and/or legal consequences. In October, a $1.65 million donation was presented to the United Presbyterian Home for their new building project by Dean and Shirley Garrett. It's helping to fund the construction costs of the $6.2 million project. It includes naming the Garrett Health and Wellness Center and includes a 20,000-square-foot addition, 17 private rooms, a fitness center, and a warm water therapy pool. On December 19th, two Riverside parents were charged in the 2016 death of their daughter. 29-year-old Ambrasia Sean and 36-year-old Anthony McCoy were taken into custody and charged with child endangerment, resulting in death. On November 9th, 2016, 17-month-old Avery McCoy was found unresponsive in her crib by her mother. Sean and McCoy were identified as the biological parents and sole caretakers responsible for Avery. An autopsy ruled the death a homicide and the cause was undetermined, while malnutrition and neglect significantly contributed to the death. After a joint investigation, officials secured and executed arrest warrants. In October, an Ainsworth woman was charged for theft from the Stewart Boosters. The Washington Police Department received a call from the Washington School District about a theft of money from the Stewart Boosters. Police investigated and charged 32-year-old Ashley Marie Snakenberg of Ainsworth with theft in the first degree, a Class C felony. October 28th, at the 14th public takeback of unwanted, expired, or unused prescription drugs in Washington, over 30 pounds was turned in. Sheriff Jared Schneider said they took in 21.9 pounds of pills and 9.2 pounds of liquid. In November, Jaron Rosine was elected the new mayor of Washington. He won with 1,018 votes, while Pete Schaefer received 279 votes. For Washington in the at-large council race, Elaine Moore won. The Ward 4 seat will be held by Fran Steigers, and the Ward 2 seat will again be held by Stephen Galt, who ran for re-election unopposed. In November, Washington County Hospital and Clinics announced it's ending its obstetric services due to increased costs. The anticipated close date is June 1, 2018. On November 16th, the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission voted down all three proposals for gambling licenses in Linn County. Two market studies released in October showed a Cedar Rapids casino would cannibalize 45% of its revenue from nearby casinos, mostly from Riverside. The Riverside Casino and Golf Resort anticipated that 250 jobs could be lost at the local casino because of a Cedar Rapids competitor. In November, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources investigated a manure spill 3 miles southeast of Crawfordsville. A failed hose connection caused a manure spill of an estimated 7,500 gallons of manure into a crop field before the pump shut off. According to Iowa DNR, Lane Twynham of Twynham Farms tried to block the tile intakes, but manure had already entered the underground tiling and flowed into the upper end of Buffington Creek. Twynham prevented manure from moving downstream by temporarily damming the creek. The DNR investigated the spill site, finding the creek was mostly dry and the manure contained. November 27th, the estranged husband of a missing woman was charged with murder in a cold case out of Henry County. According to the Iowa Department of Public Safety, in March, the investigation into the July 2000 disappearance of 22-year-old Elizabeth Cyperta was reopened. As officials reviewed the case and interviews, it was classified as a homicide. The grand jury returned a true bill of indictment on 52-year-old Michael Lee Cyperta for murder in the first degree, a Class A felony. Over $1 million was awarded across 33 grants December 6th by the Washington County Riverboat Foundation. The City of Kelowna received the largest grant of the night, $150,000 for finishes to the Community Center gym. Since the fall of 2006, the foundation has awarded $41 million. Iowa wrestling legend Dan Gable visited Washington December 6th for a book signing at Casey's. Three area high schoolers have been named 2018 Coca-Cola Scholar semifinalists. Two students are from Washington High School, and they're Morgan Brenning and Brooke Stout. The Highland student is Nathan Butler. There are 1,936 semifinalists from across the country who were selected from 90,000 applicants. Semifinalist applications will be reviewed by committee in January, and 250 will be selected as regional finalists. Ultimately, there will be 150 Coca-Cola scholars, each receiving a $20,000 college scholarship. Sports Illustrated Kids released its 2017 Sports Kid of the Year, and Washington High School freshman Trishawn Willis was one of the five finalists. That's been today's Washington Page with a special look and review at the news from 2017. I'm Sally Hart.